It's a sad reminder that terrorism does not rest during the time of COVID-19 restrictions. As you know, in France, there are very strict restrictions nowadays because their numbers are going up very steeply right now. What happened is actually the trial of the former attack on Charlie Hebdo just started in France, and the magazine republished the Mohamed cartoons, which were the reason for the last attack a couple of days ago. A as yet named 18-year-old Pakistani who came as an unaccompanied minor to France 3 years ago attacked two people, journalists working for a different publication company that he thought were employees of Charlie Hebdo at the exact address where Charlie Hebdo's publishing house was located previously. It's now at a secret location.
Tell us why the individual did this attack.
Well, according to apparently his own admission, he wanted to take revenge for the publication of the Mohamed cartoons. He felt inspired, of course, by radical Islamist thinking. There's a group of other people around him that are currently in custody as well. So we have a lone actor phenomenon, and I'm talking about lone actor, not lone wolves, because lone actors are individual attackers that are extremely well networked among other radical circles.
And have we heard anything from the terror groups, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, etc.?
No, so far as we can tell, there is not yet a confirmation that he had acted in anyone's particular name. However, these become rather rare if you remember the attacks in London a couple of months ago. There was also no claim from ISIL that this was an attack of their network. During this COVID time, they simply are happy to see things happening without necessarily taking responsibility for them.
Now, this individual got mixed up on the location where he was and did what he did, thinking he was perhaps in a different place. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
No, he went to the precise address and he attacked them just opposite the memorial that was created after the 2015 attack on the Charlie Hebdo headquarters. But he had not known that Charlie Hebdo had relocated to a secret location. But there are other publishing houses in that street. So he attacked the exact same address. And his intention, according to his own admission, was to attack people working for Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, and he also said that he was 25 years old. But as you said, he's only 18. And is there any understanding as to why he did that?
As far as the confusion for the age is concerned, I mean, the official statements are 18 years old Pakistani arrived as an unaccompanied minor in France. And I tend to believe the government of France more than the attacker. I'm not sure why he wanted to make himself older than he was actually. Maybe he wanted to protect his network of contacts by giving a wrong age, maybe a wrong name, I don't know. He is part of a group of individuals, all of which, of course, are now in custody. He was identified as a potentially dangerous individual, apparently a couple of weeks ago, and briefly detained because he carried a screwdriver. Normally, it's not illegal to carry a screwdriver in France, and we have no details why this screwdriver led to his arrest. So he must have attempted to do something or been attempting to do something else for which he was arrested. But subsequently, he was not put on what is called the list of dangerous individuals that are continuously monitored in France. So apparently the first thing wasn't serious enough to put him on a permanent watch list.
What have you found out, Hans, regarding the French government's pursuit of charges against this individual, and what else may happen as a result of the others that were rolled up or arrested as a result of this?
Yeah, in France, there is a specific prosecutor focused on terrorism charges, and this office has taken over the investigation. So France officially treats this as a terrorism-related incident. Therefore, he will not only be charged with aggravated assault, or attempted murder, but definitely also with the aggravated reason of this being a terrorism act. His compatriots, his contacts who are in prison, may be charged with trying to, you know, be part of a cell. But we have no detailed information concerning these individuals as of yet.
What does this tell you about the larger terrorism picture in Europe and beyond?
Despite these COVID restrictions, where everyone says large-scale attacks, long-time planned attacks have gone down precisely because of these restrictions on international travel, but also restrictions on mass events and global sporting events, which are no longer, you know, in Europe possible and have been postponed. This means the targets, list is significantly reduced as far as soft targets are concerned. But nevertheless, lone actions like this are always possible, and we have to expect that this is going to continue. In particularly since all terrorist movements, the radical Islamist terrorist movement, but also the radical extreme right-wing movement, have taken advantage of the fact that people spend far more time online in the last couple of months and continue to spend more time online to really ramp up their propaganda and radicalization efforts. So even if an individual is not connected officially to a group, he or she may still present a serious threat. This is something when the restrictions are lifted, we will really have to have a serious look on how this translates into the offline sphere.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.